And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay, I'm not one to poo-poo the celebration of Christmas.
Oh, dear Christmas.
Too loud?
Apparently. I didn't know it would whistle.
We'll ease off it a little there.
Oh, good grief.
Well, I go to the audiologist.
Holy mackerel.
Check to see if it's one of the other microphones. Or is it the computer?
I don't know.
It sounds like every time you're about to talk.
I see that.
Looks like I'm in charge today.
Excellent.
Are we all right?
Let's give it a shot.
I think the universe is attacking you for playing a Christmas song in May.
May what? What is today?
It's May 25th.
There you go. 7 months.
7 months? That's not an anniversary or anything.
What is like with you? You and Jay love Christmas.
I know, but 6 months is an anniversary.
Oh, dear God.
June 25th, or something with a more 7 months? Okay.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
Well, let's tell everybody what they're listening to, Jennifer. It's The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. We'll discuss this in a moment. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that you played a Christmas song. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. Have you fixed the squeaking?
It stopped squeaking. I'm not sure people can hear us now, but we'll see.
I just want to point out that last week there were no production errors.
You want to come sit here?
And there was so much difference sitting in that seat.
Would you like to sit here?
I might if I get the squeak again.
I'd be delighted to sit over there and do nothing.
I can feel, would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to go on Facebook for half the show.
No, I would not.
The library.
Which, by the way, I put up a Listen to the Library Show on Facebook today.
I'm trying to introduce us.
I know.
You did what?
Oh, every morning I put up.
I know, and I appreciate that.
And think that's what I'm always checking to see if anyone's
listening.
And I think
it's paying off a little bit with our listeners.
That's what I always look.
As we can see, we got the results of our monthly.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
We did okay. And that's with us not. I mean, you're doing your promotions. I don't do anything.
Yeah, the head of. Never mind.
Right. Go ahead.
All
it's
right.
Got to be something else. It's not. That's never happened before.
I know.
Okay. Is there like a speaker pointing the wrong way or something, Jennifer, that would cause feedback? You're getting feedback.
In the
business, this is what we call feedback.
Not that I know of. All right.
Like that speaker right next to you by your arm.
Turn it
another way. Turn it away from the microphone.
All right.
See if that helps.
I haven't touched it.
You're getting.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that you didn't touch it. It might be facing the microphone.
Oh, you know, I forgot
feedback.
To give weather today, too.
But that's not going to do it either. I think it's something with your microphone. Mm. Why don't you. I'm not going to talk. You speak directly into your microphone.
It's me.
Okay, now let me talk without your microphone. Okay. Let's get rid of your microphone, Jennifer, and get you another microphone. Can you reach that one across from you? I'll get it for you on the next commercial break. Let's use microphone.
All right. Whoops. How's that going to work?
You can hold it for now. For commercial break, we'll fix this. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's the library show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. I think that's going to correct it now.
I think it is. Something's wrong with that microphone.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out, Jennifer. Don't worry.
All right.
Broadcasting live over on the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, Hunterdon County Community Day is June 3rd, a scant week from this Saturday, Jennifer. You're not going to want to miss it. Speaking about not wanting to miss things, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is coming up on June 10th. We'll give you all the details about both of these exciting events. Jennifer says there are three ways to get things done. Do it yourself, hire someone, or forbid your kids to do it. We'll tell you what programs we have scheduled for June at HCL and NCB, our summer reading clubs for kids and adults, our summer concert series, and much, much more on today's library show. You know, that happened once accidentally in a Beatles recording session, and they made music history, Jennifer.
Did they?
They had feedback at the beginning of a song, and they used it. And first time feedback was ever on a recording.
How about that?
This might be the first time feedback that's been ever on an internet radio show. Maybe we made internet radio history today.
Well, we made history because I forgot to give the weather. I was so excited about Perry Como.
Okay, let's hear the weather. I'm sure it's not good.
It's not good. It's pouring right now. It's about 57 degrees. And there's an 80% chance of showers, which it's 100%, and it's heavy rain. New rainfall between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. I think we're well above that, wouldn't you say?
Jennifer's poo-pooing the weather report. Yes, probably.
Tonight there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m. Friday, a chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m., then cloudy with a high near 73. And Saturday, of course, looks like the winner of the weekend. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 74. And Sunday showers likely and a possible thunderstorm after 2 p.m.
On Sunday, too?
Of course, on Sunday, when I was supposed to go to New York last Sunday.
God, I cut my grass yesterday. I'd have been in big trouble.
I was supposed to go to New York last Sunday and somebody canceled because they were afraid it was going to rain.
Well, what's wrong with going to New York in the rain? Probably preferable.
No, I love going to New York in the rain, but there's supposed to be a boat ride involved and I don't want to go.
You probably got to put that microphone a little closer.
A little closer?
Yes.
All right.
We'll fix it at the commercial break.
I'm kind of pouting this week.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
It's just been a long week.
Is anything...
Nothing.
Public. Anything I can help you with?
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Really? No, yeah. Nothing there. I'd like to help you.
I know you would. Right off a cliff.
That's not true.
I know it's...
Ouch, not. Jennifer.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, do we have some programs coming up this week? I hope we do, because I just mentioned that we do. Today is May 25th. Jennifer, we have a movie tomorrow at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m., and we're showing Hacksaw Ridge, rated R. This is part of our Academy Award-nominated film series presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring in snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage and enjoy a first-run Academy Award-nominated movie, this time Hacksaw Ridge. It's the World War II medic who becomes the first man in American history to receive the Medal of Honor without firing a shot, a gripping wartime tribute to faith, valor, and courage. This is tomorrow, May 26th, at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Hunterdon County Libraries are closed on Sunday and Monday in observance of Memorial Day.
They are. When is that Tuning Fork concert? Is that tonight?
Oh, it is. Golly.
You got to get that thing close to your mouth.
Sorry. That's only have two hands. Scott Hartley's Tuning Fork Healing Sound Concert. Maybe I should go to this. It's tonight. Enjoy the pure tones.
Yeah, let me see if I can get that. Feedback was almost like Tuning Forks.
Harmony of the music of the spheres. Sympathetic resonance influences the mind and body to relax and enjoy the sounds of these pure tunes. How many times are we going to say pure tunes? Of the Tuning Fork. You will feel great as you enjoy the music of the spheres with the healing sounds of the Platonic Tuning Forks.
They want to drive that point home, Jennifer,
I
obviously.
Guess so. Scott has a BA in philosophy and MS in natural medicine, of which he is currently completing his doctorate.
He's got a BS in copywriting.
I think so. So that's tonight at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, and I'd go out on a limb and say there's still room if you want to
Jennifer,
stop.
Jennifer, don't say something like that. It could be packed. Those are actually, we used to have a person that used to do that moved away. I forget.
The Singing Bowls.
Oh, the Singing Bowls. I forget what her name was, but those were wildly popular.
Except when I had them at headquarters.
It didn't happen, huh?
No.
And we have a big music concert at HCL next Wednesday, May 31st, the last day of May. That's Amore, Jennifer, the music of Dean Martin. In this one-man show, Dave DeLuca imitates Martin's relaxed, warbling, crooning voice as he performs signature songs such as Memories Are Made of This, Everybody Loves Somebody, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, Volare.
You know, you've heard it.
Ain't that, yeah, I've heard it. Just for some reason, I can't pronounce it. I think we're missing in a teal day somewhere there. Ain't That a Kick in the Head? And That's Amore. Dean Martin was one of those popular and enduring American entertainers. Everybody knows who Dean Martin is, Jennifer.
You know.
Well, I'm not going to describe who he is.
You don't need to.
So a very authentic Dean Martin tribute show will be at the Hunterdon County Library Wednesday, May 31st. I'm a big fan of Dean Martin.
Are you?
I think he had a better voice than Frank Sinatra.
Did you? Do you? Did he?
You patronizing me all
I'm
of
not.
A sudden?
I'm curious.
Yes.
Tell me more.
What are you doing over there? I can have more problems with than your microphone in
I
a minute
I
if you
I'm
keep that
you.
Up.
I'm telling you.
There's a threat on the radio show. Okay, so this is, once again, is Wednesday, May 31st at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. So if you like the music of Dean Martin, I highly encourage you to stop by the library next Wednesday, May 31st. If you want to guarantee yourself a seat, you can call us at 788-1434. I think the show is filling up, actually, Jennifer.
It is nicely.
All of our programs, if you want to see what we're showing, we have a lot of programs coming up in June as well. Go to hclibrary.us and click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all the flyers to all our programs that come up. You can pick and choose which ones interest you, and we'll see you at the library. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that funding for our musical programs has been made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, the Department of the State, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, through funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. We thank the Cultural and Heritage Commission every year for giving us a grant that makes these programs possible.
Yes. So I'm going to talk about something before we go to our first commercial break that is likely to make you crazy. But that's what I do.
Go ahead.
It's coming up on Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had several veteran programs in the library of Hunterdon County Veterans Association.
We have indeed.
There's an article in the paper today about they're putting flags out currently on the graves in Prospect Hill Cemetery.
Okay.
I ran across this organization, Project NAGA, Never Again Grieve Alone. It's based in Pennsylvania. That's the part I know is going to drive you crazy. But it's
so far so good.
It's this really great organization. It started a few years ago. A lot of times veterans, if they outlive their spouses or their children or their whoever, when they die alone. And they've maybe retired to Phoenix or Florida. And it's very hard to track down their relatives. And if the VA doesn't have current contact information, it gets put in a pile. We'll find their information. And I don't know this for sure, but it was told to me that these veterans are just cremated and then they're buried in one mass grave.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, a veteran died in Phoenix, and they were trying to find somebody, and they finally tracked down a great nephew or something in Lower Makefield Township, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And so the story came out, and they decided we need to start this project so that all veterans can be buried with honor, recognition, and respect.
I had no idea that they weren't. See, so you're raising awareness to this.
Yeah.
How could a family member not know that a veteran has died just because they lost touch with their family? Because it wasn't during wartime. They just got elderly.
And
died in a nursing home or something.
Something like that. You know, I have no children. My sisters have no children.
Right. Okay,
you know, we're not really in touch with Brian's nephews. You know, the cats could eat me, Jim. You know, I'd hope you'd miss me eventually, but you don't, you know.
I would probably realize at a certain amount of time that you weren't around. And
you'd probably be cursing me because you'd be doing the radio show alone. But, you know, but something like that. As people age and if they don't have children or nieces or nephews, to keep an eye on them.
Well, unfortunately, if you're not a veteran, you don't have even
the
organization to help
you.
You
don't even have the VA.
So this is an organization in Pennsylvania, but they come to New Jersey to help too.
Well, they help. It's nationwide, but they're.
That's awesome.
It is.
Maybe
it really
we should
is.
Get a local chapter to do it here too.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to find out more about them on June 7th.
Is this what this flag woman was in the library for this
no,
morning?
No, that's something that was. Let me finish this, and then I'll tell you what the flag woman was
okay.
about.
Okay.
Okay. So on June 7th, I'm going to find out more about this. Their mission is documenting the lives, bucket lists, and words forever of veterans and ensuring they are forever deployed with honor.
Honorable.
They're going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Langhorne on the 7th of June.
We should help them with...
Yeah, so I'm going to find out what we could do for them and if they have a local chapter or something.
Help promote their thing, I think we should.
It's really important. And find out where they are, you know, what presence they have in New Jersey. And as Jim just mentioned, we had the flag woman this morning.
I don't know if she probably prefers to be called the flag woman.
It's Emily from the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Okay, very good.
And she looks like a great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter of the American Revolution. And the Tricentennial Committee on June 14th, Flag Day, will be having a Flag Day program, History of Flags. And the Daughters of the American Revolution have asked us if we would put up a display in the lobby promoting Flag Day.
We most certainly will.
And if we would be a repository if anyone wanted to donate old flags that would
be destroyed. I don't see why not.
Well, I said yes, sir.
Very good.
But she did forget the display, so Joan's putting together a display as we speak now.
That's great. Oh, so she came with
it. She came with the box and some, I mean, there's some tattoos and some coloring sheets. And some informational brochures.
Good, very good.
So as soon as we're...
The Daughters of the American Revolution always have a display once a year. I think it's in the fall where
yes.
they give everybody a copy of the Constitution.
Yes, I have her scheduled for that as well.
Okay,
you
good.
Were off that week.
Very good.
Okay. So it is now past time for the first commercial. We're going to see if we can get Jennifer straightened out. That was not good. There was just like a shock through this microphone. This one. Okay, we'll be right back after this break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Don't know much about history. Welcome back to the Library Show. Why don't you test your new microphone there, Jennifer?
Jim Thatch saved the day. Usual. It seems to be when we're playing music.
I don't know. It was
no,
when
it's
you
the
turned
other one.
It, you turned it off.
No,
I have a feeling there's some. Turn that. See that speaker. Just turn it all the way the other way.
Right.
Something is. Usually it's another speaker or something somewhere. Is there another speaker around by you that's pointing the wrong way or something?
I do not know. All right.
We'll keep testing, Jennifer. It's all trial and error. That's how life is, pretty much. Trial and error. Look, you're ready to jump
no,
out
no,
of
no.
your
I wanted
skin.
To say, did you hear the last commercial? It had there's like call numbers now for WCHRDB.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. I heard the other day somebody was in a car, and now internet radio can be picked up on your car radio.
Yes, that is correct. That was one of the reasons they started this. I remember Chris saying that he thought all cars within 10 years would have internet radio.
I know, but I never trust anything he says.
He's a very wise man, obviously. Okay, so today in history. Speaking of history, last weekend in history, Jennifer, I was just in Williamsburg, Virginia. Have you ever been?
I have been twice.
Oh, you have?
I have.
And what is your impression?
That I should not go in the summer, because there's very little happening in the summer.
Really? What do you mean?
Like, there were no... The governor's palace, everybody had gone home for the summer, and all the lights were wrapped up, and there was no...
What?
There was nothing
really?
Going on. Yeah, like, everything was in mosquito netting, and there were no parties. Because it was too hot in the summer.
Gotcha.
And
we didn't realize that.
We went out to Yorktown, and it was the hottest day ever.
Is that what happened in colonial times? In the summer, they just,
I think, yeah.
Tabled the revolution till the fall?
I think so. There, very little went on.
Interesting. Well, the weather actually was a little rainy, but I went down there because my wife just got a job down there. But have you been to Jamestown?
No, we only went to Yorktown. Jamestown is where the ships are.
Jamestown, there was three ships there. Jamestown was the first English colony in the New World.
I know, but I'm trying to think of what's there now. I know we went to Yorktown. I think we went to both. And I know we went to Norfolk from there.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you got to see all the naval ships.
Yeah, we went to the MacArthur.
You went to the shipyard?
Memorial, yeah.
All my uncles and cousins worked in that shipyard.
Did they?
Yes. Interesting. Jamestown, I mentioned Jamestown because I had an ancestor that... was a resident of Jamestown early on. What do you mean, here we go? That'd be interesting. I thought you'd be interested by that.
I am. But
okay, moving on. Jennifer doesn't care about my ancestors.
I care about you. Who is this ancestor?
His name was John Cartwright. He was a settler in Jamestown. Not one of the very first ones, but he came in maybe 10 years after the first ones came in.
Who did your genealogy?
My brother and a lot of relatives down in Virginia.
No, I'm just curious because you've got like a lot of famous relatives.
I know. Isn't that great?
It is.
So one of my ancestors was one of the pretty much first English people on this continent, Jennifer.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I think I have sovereignty over you. What was your first...
you always think you have sovereignty. Nothing has changed.
What was your first relative?
Probably the early 1900s.
Early 1900s. I think on my mother's side, everybody came into Ellis Island in the late 1800s. On my father's side, though, all bets are off. 1600s, I think everybody came over. So, I don't know what to say about that. I just thought it was interesting.
No,
I was trying
to find out
where he actually lived in Jamestown.
They didn't
have a
plaque.
Two parts. There's where the fort where they originally built, and then as they grew bigger, they built like a little town right there. He was in that town somewhere. I'm going to try.
There's no plaque.
For him? No, I think he was a servant, actually, Jennifer. He was no governor or anything. I think he was a servant in somebody's house.
I see.
Yes. Go ahead, make your snide comment.
I have no snide comments. I think I'm deaf, actually, right here.
Well, I think we fixed the problem.
I think so.
Remind us that Chris Bianco's in the other room.
Yeah.
We'll tell him that there's feedback, but I think it was one of those speakers.
I think so. Okay.
We'll see. Okay, today in history, is that where we are? Boy, we're just getting sidetracked left and right today.
Okie dokie. Yep.
I don't know. Okay, I'm just moving on. Today in history, this time every week. What was that for?
I'm sorry.
What was the deep sigh?
I was just re-orienting myself.
I think you were subconsciously trying to sabotage this program.
I am not. I was breathing like your wife taught me to.
I want
to
know why.
Your wife taught me to breathe.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you're around me, you're making a point here.
Oh.
Today in history, this time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is May 25th. And I also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on this date and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's start with the events. Let's go back to 1878, Jennifer. I put one right in your wheelhouse. What opens at the Opera Comique in London? Well, Gilbert and Sullivan Opera opens on this date in London in 1878.
It must be one about duty. They're all about duty. D-U-T-Y. Pirates of Penzance.
Incorrect.
HMS Pinafore.
Correct. I thought that was one you always sang from or something, didn't you?
Don't
you have a weird story about HMS Pinafore?
I think it's Pirates. When I was a freshman and a sophomore, we did Pirates of Penzance and HMS Pinafore as the musicals. But I rewrote the words to a modern major librarian.
That's what I was thinking of.
And it was from Pirates.
Okay. For some reason, I guess I thought those two were the same thing.
They're both about duty. They are both.
Why are Gilbert and Sullivan's operas about duty?
They just are.
All of them?
No, I don't think all of them are.
Are they from America or from England?
They're British.
They are? Mm. Rodgers and Hammerstein?
They're American.
Were they?
I think they're American.
And didn't one of them cross pollinate here? Didn't they? One of them have a different partner. Like, was there Rodgers and Hammerstein and somebody else in Hammerstein?
Rodgers and Hart.
Oh, Rodgers and Hart. Never mind.
Cross pollinate.
Whatever comes out of my mouth comes out, Jennifer. 1925, Jennifer. Who was indicted for teaching Charles Darwin's theory of evolution in Tennessee?
Scopes.
Correct. In a big trial about evolution versus, I guess, creation.
Creationism. But you want to hear my theory on this? No, you really
I'm
don't.
I'm assuming that John Scopes won this.
But here's the thing. You know, you read Genesis.
Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
And God created the earth.
Yeah.
Does it say how long a day is?
What's your point?
My point is, when he's creating the animals, it could have been over millions of years. So they could both be right.
You mean God wasn't following the solar calendar?
There wasn't a solar calendar at the time.
Why not? The sun was there.
Right. But
well, I'm assuming it was.
Yes.
How do we know? Maybe it wasn't.
Right. But how do we know what a day was? We don't. We've put our terms.
So you would have convicted John Scopes and sent him away forever. Is that what you're saying?
No. No, I'm not. No, I would not have convicted him.
Do you believe
him.
In creationism? To an extent.
Because mixed with evolution.
Okay.
Because I feel like you don't know how long a day is. Now, my sister's an archaeologist and a nun, and I have no idea how she reconciles this.
It'd be interesting to find that out. She might be an interesting guest to have sometime.
Maybe we'll have her call in.
Maybe. I'd love to know her thoughts on the subject.
She's coming to New Jersey in a couple weeks, but she's not coming in until Friday. And she's leaving on Monday.
1935, Jennifer, on May 25th. This is incredible. An Ohio State University student breaks three world records and ties a fourth in the Big Ten Conference Track and Field Championships in Michigan. Breaks three world records in one day and ties a fourth. This is a student of Ohio State University. Do you know who it is?
Is it Jesse Owens?
Very good. I'm impressed. It is Jesse Owens, who went on to Olympic fame, of course, and in Munich, Germany. Was it Munich where the Olympics were, or was that somewhere else in Berlin? It was probably Berlin.
Probably.
1936, probably. I don't know, but Jesse Owens, I didn't even know he went to Ohio State University.
Neither did I. I was just guessing with the time.
Okay, on this date in 1961, John F. Kennedy makes a bold announcement before a special joint session of Congress. What was his goal that he wanted to achieve?
Put a man on the moon by the end of the century.
By the end of the decade.
Decade.
Very good. You're all over it. By the end of the decade, he wanted to put a man on the moon. And darn it if he didn't do it with, 5 months of spare or something?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't make it to the end of the decade. 1977, May 25th, what huge blockbuster movie is released in theaters?
Star Wars. I don't even know what it's called anymore. It's the fourth one in this series.
The first one released ever.
Yeah.
But it's the fourth one called A New Hope.
A New Hope.
It was released in theaters.
But it wasn't called A New Hope then.
Sure it was.
Was it?
Hmm. That little scroll in the beginning says Chapter 4, A New Hope. He only made that one first because it was his best one. He didn't know if he had the money to make the other ones. That's why it came out in that order. That was the best one. I'm making this one. If it flops, the other ones will never be known.
Well, I have to not, you know, until I saw the first one, I didn't get it. Like,
well, obviously.
Certain things didn't make sense to me.
Well, that's
understandable. And it disturbed me.
Like what?
I don't know.
What do you mean, like you saw Return of the Jedi first?
And no, no, I saw New Hope first, and then I saw Return of the Jedi and The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
And I didn't...
That's the right order.
Right, but I didn't quite get it. And then when I saw the very first one...
What didn't you get, Jeff?
I just didn't... It didn't make sense to me, the whole thing. Then it all made sense. And it all
about a Jedi being a religion and stuff like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I don't know. Just stuff didn't fall into place. And the characters...
So you liked the three. I'm sure one of the rare people that liked the first three to explain everything.
Yeah. It kind of put everything into place for me.
Well, I mean, there wasn't too much to get. There was an evil force trying to take over the universe.
You know I'm complicated.
I'm not going to touch that one. Okay, moving on, Jennifer. People who were born on May 25th, 1921. I don't really have anybody that... well,
I have one.
I'm sure
their
families wouldn't appreciate me saying that, so let me just move on. 1921, Hal David was born. You have one?
Mm-hmm. If you don't have them, I have it.
Okay.
I don't know who Hal
So you've been studying this, so that's why you...
No, I haven't. It just came across my Facebook feed today.
Who Hal David? Who is Hal David?
Yes.
Okay, Hal David, famous for... He was a songwriter and composer, very famous for working with Burt Bacharach, making all those hits for Dion. Well, he was the lyricist, and Bacharach wrote the music for all those songs for Dion Warwick, etc.
I see.
I know. Sorry about that. 1931, Ian McKellen was born.
He's an actor. Yes?
Yes.
Was he in a Star Wars, one of the Star Wars movies?
No.
I don't know what he was in.
Ian McKellen, I know him best for playing Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings, but he's a very popular English actor. He's been in a trillion things.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's been knighted. Though it doesn't say sir here. 1943, Leslie Uggams was born.
She's a singer.
She is, but I don't know her for
that. Was she on Solid Gold or something? Did she have a weekly TV show on a Saturday night?
I have no idea.
I feel like she... I don't know.
The only reason I know her because it was from the miniseries Roots.
Oh, yeah.
She played...
But she's like one
Kizzy.
Of those people
like
that you know
kid.
Who she is, but you don't really... If you
recognize her, say that's Leslie Uggams, but you don't know. Maybe because Uggams is just kind of a name that sticks with you. I don't know. Not trying to take away from her talent or anything.
No.
If her name was Leslie Smith, would you have any idea who she was? Would we be talking about her right now? The answer is no.
No.
1963, finally, Jennifer. Mike Myers was born.
He's a film director. Yes? No?
No.
Nope.
Mike Myers. SNL cast member, went on to make many movies, including Austin Powers. Have you ever seen any of the Austin Powers movies?
No.
No. Okay, well, that's not going to help you.
No, ever now seen I know who you mean.
Wayne's World?
Yes. I didn't see it. I'm familiar with it.
Okay, that's Mike Myers, Jennifer. Very talented. Actually, he played... I'm trying to think of the serious role he was in. Oh, he was in Inglourious Basterds. Did you see that? Mm-mm. I've got about 20% of Jennifer's attention today, so
no,
everybody
I'm looking
just...
Leslie. I'm looking Leslie Uggams.
Why? Bear with her.
Sorry. Okay, 1970.
Yeah.
Lindsay and Sidney Greenbush were born.
Lindsay Greenbush was the little girl in Little House
they
on
both,
the Prairie.
They shared the role of Carrie Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie.
I don't see. You would have brought that up. That would have been a tough one. But I got it, Jennifer.
You did. Very good.
That's who, out of all the people who were born on May 25th, Carrie Ingalls is the one you bring up.
It's the one that came across my Facebook feed this morning.
Did she ever speak on that show?
Yes, when she got older.
How old was she when the show went off the air?
She would have been, I don't know, 11-ish, 12.
And here I thought we couldn't top the boredom of speaking of Leslie Uggams. Here's a discussion about Lindsay Greenbush.
And Sidney Greenbush. They were twins.
But they only put Lindsay in the...
No, it said, if you look at the credits, it says Lindsay Sidney Greenbush.
Oh, like Sidney was her middle name.
Right. There's like no ampersand.
Tricky. Those tricky prairie folk.
Yes.
And finally died on this date, Jennifer. I don't know why I threw him in. I guess I just thought I needed one more name. Vic Tayback died on this date in 1990.
Is he Mel from...
Wow. Now, everybody knows Vic Tayback. Yes, he was Mel Alice? Sharples in the sitcom Alice, which I didn't know it was also a play called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. That was what the sitcom was based on, and he played Mel in that play, too.
Really?
And I don't think he did much else, Jennifer. So mm-hmm. Vic Tayback remembered. Must have been quite the role that we both remember Vic Tayback.
I know. All right. Do you want to talk about something, or do you want me to talk about some new books?
I think we probably should, Jennifer.
Well, do you want to talk about, but do you want me to talk about some new
books?
On 100
and Chamber, we should always give, like, occasionally a call thing. You are listening to The Library Show on 100 and Chamber Radio, Flemington, New Jersey. We should do that.
Okay, you do
that.
Doesn't
that sound professional?
I'm going to talk about the top 10 books published in June that librarians across the country love.
Okay.
Okay. The number one pick is The Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz.
And these are, what'd you say, what kind of books?
Oh, my goodness. The top 10 books published in June that librarians across the country love.
Didn't we talk about this last week? I don't know. Go ahead. If it rings the bell.
We talk about it once a month.
Well, I have DVDs, I think.
Do you?
But go ahead.
Maybe I'll interrupt you when you start talking about them.
Please do.
The number one is
never have a problem with that.
It's The Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz.
I really don't.
Anthony Horowitz is a British author, and this is not his first rodeo, but it's his first major book. Andrea Larson from Cook Memorial Library in Liberty, Illinois, says Susan Ryland is a London book editor who has just received the latest manuscript from one of her most irascible authors, Alan Conway. But the manuscript's ending...
Erasable?
Irascible. Not erasable, irascible.
Oh.
The manuscript's ending appears to be missing, and she learns that Conway has committed suicide. As Ryland learns more about his death, she starts to question whether a murder has occurred and begins to investigate. Magpie Murder is delightful, clever mystery within a mystery. Horowitz shows real mastery of his crafts.
I'll tell you, I'll never read it. You know why?
Why?
The word magpie. It's just a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Anything with magpie in it, I try to steer clear of.
Any particular reason?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to tell you how clever this
one
is.
Taboo words, I guess.
I hate goodies. I hate that word. If you want to know. So you're reading the story about Susan, and she's curled up in bed, and she's going to read
so
the manuscript.
Read this book.
I did.
Okay.
And then it jumps ahead, and then you read the entire manuscript. You read the second book, which is... It's a book within a book. And it's a traditional English cozy, the second book, and it's set in the 1950s. And just before the big reveal, when the detective gathers all the suspects into the room, you turn the page and the chapter's missing. So Suzanne says, I need the chapter. She goes to her boss and says, where's the last chapter? She tries to find the author who has apparently committed suicide. But then she thinks that maybe he was murdered, and she goes looking for him. And she does uncover his murderer. But at the end of the book, there's like one last twist about this mystery author and the books he wrote, and there's like a very clever ending.
Okay. And so highly recommending.
I am highly recommending this one.
All right.
Highly recommending.
Sounds like I'll be missing out on something by not reading it.
You are. And you'd be missing out if you did not read Midnight at the Bright Ideas Bookstore by Matthew Sullivan. This is his first novel. It's set
but in... But it doesn't travel in time in this one, do they?
No, why?
I just... That's not like Midnight in Paris?
Oh, no, I don't typically read time travel. I try to avoid them. Lydia Smith is enjoying... It says comfortable life. I didn't really think she had a comfortable life. She was sort of a recluse. She lived with a boyfriend who was... suitable, and he was okay, but he wasn't the love of her life, certainly. And she is a clerk at a bookstore, the Bright Ideas Bookstore. And there's some eccentric bookstore regulars, probably mostly homeless men, that she calls book frogs. And one of them commits suicide and then makes Lydia the heir of his effects, which are not many. And it includes a small stack of books that have been defaced. And there are all these pages missing. So then she has to trace... not pages, there's words cut out of the book. And she has to figure out why these words are cut out of the book and what it means.
Ransom note.
But it wasn't. It was even more clever than that. A delicate spiderweb of connection leads back to a murderous incident in Lydia's childhood and that is revealed. So this is one of those just one more chapters until you're finished.
Very good.
So this list is available at libraryreads.org, and there are some printouts at the headquarters library. And
so every month we produce this book for Jennifer makes this book list for our patrons.
This is a nationwide list. Sometimes Jennifer is on it.
So I saw we had a children's author at the library yesterday.
We did. It was the Hunterdon County Librarians Association, which is made up of the school librarians.
Mm-hmm.
Their Enthusiastic Reader Award.
Okay.
And every year they have a celebration and they invite an author, and you're going to ask me who the author is, and I didn't get to meet her.
Wow. Really?
No.
They've seemed very enthusiastic about it.
They were, and that's why it's the Enthusiastic Reader.
So all these kids that were in the room had won something. That's why they were allowed to be there?
Correct. All the school librarians pick, you know, or the teachers submit names of their enthusiastic readers, and then kind of at random the librarians pick them.
Was that a thing when you were a little girl?
No.
You would have won 10 years in a row, probably.
Quite possibly. I was a very enthusiastic reader. But they do one from each grade, and it's really great. I think one year you even made the certificates for them.
Probably.
We've been doing that for several years.
I'm sure you put me in the gallows.
Yeah, and I do appreciate you setting up for them. The last interview ran a little longer than I thought I was going to yesterday.
Oh, no problem, Jennifer. I'm here to serve. I'm here to do whatever it takes.
Just like your John Cartwright, your ancestor.
Yes. Are you making fun because my ancestor was a servant?
I am not.
Were your ancestors all royalty or something?
Are you kidding me? Lucky my ancestors weren't in jail.
He might have been in jail. I don't know. I don't know enough about him.
Possibly exciting news. We might be having a couple more author call-ins scheduled.
Okay.
For later this year. Wiley Cash, who's a Southern author, has a book coming out, The Last Ballad, in October, and I've invited him to call into the show.
Sounds good.
And I was contacted by Simon Van Boy yesterday. He's sending me the bound manuscript of his new book. I'm very excited to read that. I'm going to invite him on the show as well. And I'm very disappointed because he was in Lambertville recently, and I was not aware of it.
We can't keep track of everything, Jennifer. There's a lot of authors out there.
I know, but he sent me a note saying that he had been in Lambertville and he thought I'd like the book.
Well, good. That was nice of him.
It was. I wish I had gotten the note before.
This is good that you are making all these connections with these authors.
I think so. And in August, we're going to have another hiker is going to call in, and then she'll be at the library the following Tuesday night.
What's her name again?
I knew you were going to ask, and I have forgotten. Her book is Gorge. She was a 300-pound woman who hiked to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm going to.
That should be very good.
Yes.
Well, book as many as you can, Jennifer.
Yes.
We should maybe discuss some other guests to have on the show, either on the phone or live in studio. I wonder if we ever can land anybody live in the studio.
And we've had.
Give him the faulty microphone.
We had Carolyn Schutz from Frenchtown Book Garden was here, and Jeremiah was here one time.
And we also had
Comic Fest.
Kerr was here in studio.
Yes. With her book, Magical Dogs.
She was very good. I thought she was very
good. She was very good.
Good speaker.
She was very good. There were some very good comments on her Facebook page.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go to our last commercial break. Then we got to come back and talk about Community Day, the Outdoor Art Show, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gannot will be in a few minutes to take care of his business.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you're about to get feedback. What's going on over there with you?
I have no idea.
Okay, I mentioned at the top of the show that Community Day, Hunterton County Community Day, is coming up on Saturday, June 3rd. And I wasn't lying. It is, Jennifer. The Hunterton Chamber of Commerce presents the 4th Annual Hunterton County Community Day, Saturday, June 3rd, 2017, at the County Fairgrounds, also known as South County Park, located at 1270 Route 179 in Ringo's. It's going to be fun for the whole family. There'll be a petting zoo, pony rides, vendors, a reptile show, food, games, and music. Also a community shred event sponsored by the county clerk, tethered balloon rides, and so much more that I can't even itemize them, Jennifer.
You forgot one.
It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm going to highlight the one I forgot in a moment.
Okay.
It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd. Can you get an advanced weather forecast up there?
I can.
Let's give it an advanced look and see what the weather's going to be back Saturday, June 3rd. The sponsors, Jennifer, are Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's Subs, Hunterton Healthcare, and the Hunterton County Cultural and Heritage Committee, as well as the Chamber of Commerce. If you want more information about the Community Day event, go to the webpage, huntertonchamber.org, or you can call 908-782-7115. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention one of the big highlights of Community Day, the Hunterton County Library Bookmobile will be on hand. We're going to have a story time at 1 p.m. that day with one of our youth services librarians. We're going to have a beach-themed basket that we'll be raffling off. We'll have tours of the bookmobile. We'll have lots of information on hand about our summer concert series and about our summer reading clubs for kids and adults. If you don't have a library card and you want one, you can sign up right there at Community Day to get your library card. Of course, if you are a resident of Hunterton County, is there any other
The forecast, it says partly cloudy, 77 degrees, but a 20% chance of rain.
That's not bad for an advanced, we'll take that
no,
right now.
Yeah.
The Friends of the Hunterton County Library will also be on hand. They're going to have a little book giveaway for the kids as well. There's going to be so many family and kid-oriented events, you're not going to want to miss this. I hear there's going to be good food. Madalena's is going to be on hand. Kona Ice is going to be on hand. There's a few other food vendors that I'm not thinking of. There's going to be a few bands around, including the Marshall's Dixieland Band.
Where are they going to be?
They're going to be right at the entrance for people walking in to add to that festive atmosphere, Jennifer. Why do you ask?
Just wondering.
Something you can't say on the air, obviously.
No, because if I tell you that I picked up your email from your photocopier, you'll yell at me.
You're reading my private emails?
I didn't know what it was, and I was going to...
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You put it, send it to a public copier.
Did I?
Yeah.
My cover is not a public copy. All right, well, to discuss this off the air, Jennifer. I've lost my train of thought.
As usual.
So it's a great day to come out and meet a lot of the members of your community, like a lot of local businesses that you might frequent, or a lot of community groups will be there. So that's a great way to meet people in the community. So I highly recommend circling June 3rd on your calendar and coming out to the fairgrounds and checking out Community Day 2017.
Is there a rain date?
Hunterdon County, a great place to live.
No, there's no rain date,
Jennifer.
Rain or shine?
Yes. Rain or shine. Community Day.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there. I'm one of the organizers, Jennifer. I will be there. And then a week later, Jennifer Winberry, hopefully you don't have anything bad to say about this one. It's the Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We've been doing this for several years now. It's Saturday, June 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12 in Flemington, New Jersey. We still have registrations open. If you are a local artist and you'd like to enter the show, let's talk about that first. We have three categories: students, that's grades through high school, and then adult amateurs and adult professionals. There's a nominal entry fee. We accept the first 75 artists who enter. If you're interested in entering or want to hear all the rules about how to enter, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and right on the homepage there's a link to the entry form. Just click on the Outdoor Art Show link, print out the entry form, and then send it in to us or drop it off at the library. The entry deadline is Thursday, June 1st, so that's a week from today. It's the entry deadline. The first 75 artists will be accepted. All mediums are accepted except for photography. But there's a reason for that. It's because we have a big photography show at the Hunterdon County Library every October, just for photographers. So they're covered there. So we're trying to cover everybody else here on June 10th. There'll be prizes, cash prizes for first place in each category, as well as a cash prize for best in show and a cash prize for a public's choice. And ribbons will be awarded for honorable mention as well. So each of the 75 artists that enter will have a section of snow fence set up on the library lawn and can show as much work that will fit on their section of snow fence. The artists will be selling their work as well, so it'd be a great day to come by and maybe find a piece of local artwork for your house. Excuse me?
I just thought local artwork.
Yes?
Should we announce that Dan Campanelli passed away earlier this week?
I heard
week?
That Chris Bianco had mentioned it Did on his show,
it?
But go ahead and
yeah,
mention
we
it.
Just we just... Dan and his wife, Marty, were great friends of the library, and they did lots of programs for us. They were always researching things on our public internet, and we're very sad.
Yes, very sad to hear that of Dan's passing. He was haunted our reference area many a day.
Yes, yeah. And so, he did a lot of things. They did a lot of things together for the Tricentennial.
Of course, yes. So, yes, just a great guy. Very friendly. So our condolences to Marty. And God bless Dan Campanelli, a great resident of Hunterdon County. But back to the art show, Jennifer, which I'm sure he would have.
Oh, they used to stop. They would stop and
yes,
walk around.
Yes, definitely. So we have.
That's for later. That's for later.
Oh, I got a story about that.
Okay.
Did you see it?
Mm-mm. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, then you don't need to know.
So moving on, Jennifer, the Outdoor Art Show and Sale. So if you just want to come attend, it's a great day to stop by the library. The hours are 10 to 3. You can meet the local artists. Besides, if you want to buy their work or not, or just meet them or just browse around. We're going to have music on hand to I'm just having trouble grasping words today. We'll have music to enhance the experience.
Enliven the experience.
The Jugtown Mountain String Band will be on hand. We'll have the Kona Ice Truck will be there providing refreshments. Feel free to bring your own picnic lunch and a chair or blanket and hang out under our grove of trees. It's been a nice day the last few years to do that, and I think it might be a good idea. Then, of course, you can always go into the library and check out a book or two or a DVD. The Hunterdon County Library, it's a place to be, Jennifer. Our goal at the Hunterdon County Library is to make it more of a community center, to do things to bring the public together, Jennifer. And I think the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is a great opportunity to do that.
I was telling you at the last break that Chris Phelan brought the Leadership Hunterdon class Fight of the Library last Friday. Mm-hmm. And I talked about some of the electronic resources we have and some of the databases. And they, most of them seem genuinely surprised at all the things that we have and the diversity.
I think they do. We got to get the word out. That's the reason we do this radio show, for one reason.
Yes.
Jennifer just passed me a note about seeing the movie Their Finest Hour. Lori got tickets when we were in Williamsburg.
We went to this very old, cool old theater
in Williamsburg and watched it. I thought it was okay. I thought it was good.
I'd like to see it.
It was about a woman that was propaganda. They wanted to make propaganda movies, getting people behind fighting in World War II. Like, all of them were terrible. So they got this team together that... It was just how to make the movie. It was different, and I thought it was good. Good period piece.
Well, I passed you the note because I remember you said Lori wanted to see it, and I didn't know if you had gotten it.
And where is it playing?
At the Montgomery Cinema.
Okay. Not at Hunterdon County.
No.
But that's a sore spot with us.
Do you know the Godfather's going to be around on some big screens? It's the 25th anniversary. It's June.
Okay.
I believe June 4th it's going to be at North Brunswick. Are you going to... Would you try to see it on a big screen?
I don't know if I would. I could talk.
Did you see it on a big screen?
I believe I did. What year did it come out?
1972.
I've been a little young. Maybe not.
Yeah. I hear the Chris is out. Chris and Jim outside the door. So it must be getting time to go. And thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will agree to establish a new terrorism intelligence cell here at NATO headquarters.
As President Trump prepares to meet with NATO leaders, the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, saying there that NATO will beef up its resources to deal with modern threats, including those posed by groups like ISIS. President Trump has said in the past that NATO should do more to fight terrorism. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Trump can be expected to continue to pressure NATO alliance members to pay their fair share.
To step up and fully meet their obligations under burden sharing.
Polls are open in a Montana congressional district for a special election to fill the seat vacated by now Secretary of the Interior Republican Ryan Zinke. Last night, the GOP candidate in the race allegedly body slammed a reporter and ended up charged with misdemeanor assault. This is USA Radio News.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The investigation into Monday's deadly terrorist attack in Manchester, England, is now expanding into Germany as a German security official says a suicide bomber believed responsible for the attack at the arena in Manchester was in Dusseldorf, Germany, 4 days before that attack. It's not clear if he was there to meet with terrorist contacts or was simply on his way back to Britain after a trip to his family's home in Libya. That attack killed 22 people, injuring over 60 others. And as we hear from correspondent Joe Gomez, the British Prime Minister wants to confront President Trump about leaked information concerning the attack.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's going to tell President Trump the U.S. can't leak information about the Manchester attack to the media.
But intelligence that is shared between our law enforcement agencies must remain secure.
UK police chiefs say leaks to the media are hurting their investigation into the attack that killed 22 people and injured dozens more.
That's Joe Gomez reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam